Well, pregnant women living in bushfire areas are being urged to protect themselves and their unborn babies from smoke as the fire season returns. Doctors in the worst affected areas say they're horrified by the effects of smoke on mothers and their infants from last summer's catastrophic conditions. Some babies are being born underweight, and the placentas of women who have never touched cigarettes look as if they are pack-a-day smokers. The warnings are being made as the memories of the bushfire disaster still echo.
With around 50 fires burning across the state and plenty of smoke still swirling...
Blanketed by smoke, some of our major cities have experienced some of the worst air quality in the world.
By thick smoke, the latest pollution alert after weeks of relentless bushfires burning...
In more than 30 years as a GP in Albury, Dr. Rebecca McGowan has never seen the effects of bushfire smoke as bad as this. Some of the babies in the womb during the summer bushfire crisis have been born early and underweight.
This is the canary in the coal mine. You know, we're starting to see literally, you know, the effects. It's not a sci-fi movie. This is happening in real life. We're starting to see the effects on the unborn, and we're starting to see these babies born now with major effects of climate change, and we can't deny it anymore. It's happening in front of us.
One of the most worrying signs is damage to the placentas of the bushfire babies. Normally they should be pink and healthy, but those affected by smoke are grey and grainy. Dr. McGowan says some of the placentas are in such poor condition they don't come away properly during birth. As a result, mothers are undergoing surgery to remove them.
So when we look at these placentas, even in women who are non-smokers, have never smoked, they have the same appearance as a woman who's been a pack-a-day smoker. And that's the effect of breathing in this bushfire smoke, that it makes these placentas look like the woman is a chain smoker.
Dr. Jim Crooks is Associate Professor at National Jewish Health, a respiratory research centre in the United States. He's one of the authors of a study which looked at the effects of bushfire smoke on more than 500,000 mothers and their babies in Colorado.
Sure, we collected data from all birth records in the U.S. state of Colorado for most of a decade, and we were able to link the outcomes listed in those birth records to another data set that we had on wildfire smoke. We linked those two up and were able to show the higher the exposure, the stronger the effect.
Professor Crooks says the particles from bushfire smoke are inhaled by the mother, travel through her body and end up in the placenta, causing harm along the way.
We know a lot about the impact of air pollution on cardiovascular disease and on respiratory disease and even on neurological disease. We're just beginning to learn the impacts of air pollution on the fetal development and on development of children.
Pregnant women are being urged to wear N95 masks when smoke levels are high, but even that does not provide 100% protection. Lauren Black was pregnant and working in the Snowy Mountains during the bushfire crisis.
Yeah, I was wearing a mask most of the time, and if I was in that situation again, I would probably try and get yourself out of that situation as much as you can.
Lauren's daughter Miller was born underweight in August.
Yeah, there's not much weight on her at all. She's definitely legs and arms. There's this instant love that you have for this little child, and all you want to do is protect them and, yeah, make sure that they're okay. So,
and she's in your arms now?
Yeah.
I can hear her in the background.
Yes.
Lauren's placenta was significantly damaged by smoke and had to be removed by surgery after the birth. She felt shocked that her precious baby girl may have been placed at risk by the bushfire crisis.
You think that you're fine and you know, even with pregnancy, that you're not going to be harming the baby, like just doing your everyday job, and then to learn that it is. And you know, people need to take climate change seriously, because it is, you know, taking over the world.
GP Dr. Rebecca McGowan fears that severe bushfire smoke will have lifelong health consequences for babies as they grow into adulthood.
We know that this damage done to them now will carry on for the next 80, possibly 90 years. So the long-term effects on these babies who were in utero affected by the smoke, it's just going to be horrendous. And I don't think that we've actually really even started to appreciate how serious the effect of this bushfire smoke was on this next generation.
That's GP Dr. Rebecca McGowan.